France culture. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Sophia. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tourism in Western Europe today. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Since the 17th century, France has been the center of many European cultural spheres and also home to many of the most important cultures in the world. French culture has experienced ups and downs over the centuries, depending on the political and economic situation, but it has been influenced and shaped by many of the most important cultures in the world, such as Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Buddhism. France experienced a period of rapid economic growth at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries and became an important part of the European Community during the Second World War. The French corporate market today has a large number of international investors and is the second largest exporter of goods and services after the United States. France remains one of the world's leading economies and the second largest exporter of goods and services to the European continent after the United States. It has also shown a strong commitment to international cooperation and cooperation with other countries in the region. French ideas developed during the Enlightenment influenced Western culture today in a number of areas, including philosophy, literature, music, art, philosophy, and literature. In today's society, the French are often a formal, polite people who value art and intellectuality. For many, being French means having French citizenship and showing the behavior and ideals that are part of French culture. The French government has a strong interest in the culture of France and its cultural heritage, as well as its history and tradition. The history of art in France goes back thousands of years and developed into an important center of art and architecture in the world in the Middle Ages. During the Renaissance and the modern era, France was the world's major cultural center. France has produced world-famous artists, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Picasso, Matisse, Gauguin, Michel Foucault and many others. The combination of traditional French art and lifestyle is appreciated worldwide and strives towards a rich and cosmopolitan culture, with a strong emphasis on art, literature, music, art and literature. France is a highly developed country, with one of the largest and most advanced economies in the world, and a rich cultural heritage. The country is the leader of all European nations and has one of the largest economies. France has the highest level of education in Europe, the second highest in the United States of America, and the third highest in Asia. The country is proud of its rich history of independence and remains one of the most important countries in the world in terms of culture, history, and education. Meanwhile, French politicians have increasingly sought to link France's future to the evolution of the European Union. European culture, dominated by the French, and its cultural heritage and history have formed the basis of France's position as the world's most important cultural power. Aware that political power is in cultural superiority, Louis XIV initiated a comprehensive cultural program that was to glorify the monarchy in his person, supported by his wife Marie Antoinette. Driven by the state patronage, these cultural initiatives channeled the creative forces of the French elite. The centralization of culture, which was oriented towards the promotion of art, music, literature, art history and art, encouraged the development of cultural institutions such as the National Academy of Arts and Sciences, as well as education and research. La France profonde is a term used to describe aspects of French culture in rural France that are not present in urban areas such as Paris. There is no doubt that France was a diverse country and there was immigration resulting from its colonial past, but there was also a significant number of immigrants from other parts of the world, particularly from Africa and Asia. This has coincided with the expansion of France's cultural and economic development and the development of its economy. For example, if you are French, the law does not prohibit you from wearing a veil in public that covers your full head, but it is for security and no one can publicly show their religion. Generally, the French are not very tolerant of foreigners, and attitudes toward them vary from country to country. Islam is a religion of Islam, practiced mainly by Muslims and considered one of the most important religions in the world, and the government is obliged to respect its rights as a practice. French is the 13th spoken language in the world and is an official language in 33 countries. French is one of the most widely used foreign languages in Europe and the United States, and the second most popular in Asia and Africa. German dialects are spoken by about 3% of the population, and there is a small group of Flemish speakers in the northeast. French and Spanish border and people living near them speak Basque, while those living on the border with Italy speak Italian as a second language. Episode 9 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sophia Fletcher. Adios.